I want to listen to students. I want to listen to parents, listen to community leaders, certainly the Board of Education, kind of do a pulse check at the current realities, both from a data standpoint and what have we been doing to address those issues. Then you have to ask the question, well, if those strategies have not been successful, why? Was there fidelity in implementation? Was there follow-through, quality support, feedback, those types of things to determine, well, why haven't they worked or why didn't they work? And then, of course, what do we do differently to get a different result?
So you come in, you ask questions, you gather your data. Do you see the solutions coming from examining that data, or you see solutions coming from somewhere outside?
Depends. There's no right answer. There's no silver bullet. If there were, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now. We would be having a different conversation. But there are a lot of reasons why sometimes things don't work. You know, this is a people business. This is about relationships. It's about expectations. It's about aligning resources. It's about staying focused on our core mission. And that's hard to do. Part of my job is to, okay, folks, here's where we are, here's what we have to get done, and continue to stay there, and let's not get distracted along the way.
Well, one of the most visible issues the school corporation faces is declining enrollment. How do you plan to attack that?
Well, first of all, again, I want to know why. Why are our students leaving? That's one of the things you see in a lot of urban districts for a variety of reasons. Maybe the school system may not be housing patterns, a variety of things. And I think we need to, again, ask that question and find out. Is it the school system? Do we know that? Are we surveying parents? Are we asking those questions? Or is it for other reasons? And how can we all partner together to make sure that, first of all, we're providing the highest quality educational opportunities for all students? So if we have quality, folks will stay.
So I guess conventional wisdom around here is that it is because of the quality of the schools as far as why families are leaving. It sounds
sure.
Like you don't necessarily buy that, or you're skeptical of that?
I don't know. I've heard it. And that may very well be true. But again, I like to have data so that, again, we're making the right decisions. And if that's indeed the case, then we will address it.
Perhaps the most pressing issue for the schools is funding. The Birmingham Schools Chief Financial Officer projects the systems could lose about 200 positions due to less money from the state, slower tax collections. How do you do the work of leading a school corporation when you're looking at the potential of such large funding cuts?
Let's put that in context. This is something that's not particular to Birmingham City Schools at all. We're in a financial situation nationally that we've not seen for many years. You're seeing cuts and reductions from school systems all over the nation. But what you do is, and for example, if losing student population, you can't continue with the same amount of staff. Your expenditures cannot exceed your revenue, at least not for very long.
Are there other places you look when it comes to making those cuts?
Well, you're going to look up and down the organization. One of those things you hear, okay, central office is huge, and that's another one of those things you hear across the board. Again, that is something that has to be examined. I want to look at that. I want to see how we benchmark, how we measure with other districts of similar size, similar needs. Are we in the ballpark? Are we heavy? Are we not? Those types of things. Are we able to get the job done in terms of supporting schools and student achievement? So that has to be looked at as well, certainly.
Well, you come from a small rural North Carolina district. What do you say to someone who sees you coming in and is skeptical, saying, how is he going to run a larger urban school district?
My career has been in larger districts. I've worked in school systems that have had over 100,000 students. Certainly familiar with larger organizations, by all means. Birmingham, as a matter of fact, will be the second smallest district in which I will have worked. Certainly running a smaller district, I think that serves as an advantage in this case. When you lead a small organization, you have an opportunity to have your hands in every division, every department, every budget, staffing, those types of things. I bring that knowledge of knowing it intimately about every division to be able to make some of the critical decisions that'll be needed here.